a quick reception, and getting home in time for the primetime Nickelodeon shows. I chose a seat, sat down, and waited. 4 o'clock came and went. It made me anxious. I had never been to a wedding that did not start on time. I figured something was wrong. An hour went by, and I asked my mom, "I guess there's no wedding today, huh?" The guy next to me said, "Hold on. Everything is fine. Don't leave too soon." We waited some more. 2 hours later, the wedding began, and let me tell you, it was worth the wait. Once things started, there was no chance I was going to get home in time for any TV shows. The wedding was beautiful, and the party afterward went on and on and on. I got home shortly before the sun came up the next morning. When it comes to timing, sometimes Jesus is like that wedding. He may show up later than you expect, but he's going to show up. And once he does, you will be better than you ever could have guessed. You might be delayed, but you are not denied. You are not defeated. You are not destroyed. Right thing, wrong time. We are impatient people. It is a symptom of our sinful nature. We are all about me most of the time. So when we want something, we want it immediately. That is why some of us stare a hole through the microwave while the popcorn is popping. It is why we get frustrated when that thing we ordered online takes more than 2 days to arrive. When we want something, we think the right time is right now. But right now is not always the right time. In fact, getting the right thing at the wrong time can present problems we never expected. For example, have you ever watched one of those documentaries on TV about people who won the lottery? Holy smokes! In most of the stories, those people end up way worse off than they were before they won. Of course they are thrilled at first. They got exactly what they wanted when they wanted it. And then they start buying everything their heart desires. They don't have to work for it. They don't have to earn it. They can have whatever they want immediately. You would think they'd be so happy. But often, the money ruins the things that had been most valuable to them. Their loved ones become envious. Their kids become greedy. They can't tell their genuine friends apart from the people that just want something from them. They have an accidental empire that they now have to manage, but they lack the tools to manage it. Before long, things fall apart. The kids leave, the marriage ends, friendships are lost, and the lottery winner may turn to drugs or alcohol to deaden the pain. It's tragic. It's not that the money is bad in and of itself. Rather, people got a good thing at the wrong time. Some of the things we desire are not wrong, but right now is not the right time. Timing is everything, and our job is to learn to trust God's timing, even when we would rather have our desire met right now. His timing is always better than our timing. I love how Paul says in Romans 5, verse 6, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." When we were powerless, Jesus gave his very life on our behalf. He loved us that much. We were unable to do anything for him. We could not even love him. At our lowest moment, he did his greatest work. When we were on our worst behavior,